This time at Insight takes us out to Berkeley with Cal pitcher Justin Jones. I guess to start off with, Justin, when we saw you last in Omaha last year, you had that playoff beard kind of working for you. Do you still have that right now?
Kind of. It's not as spotty, you can say. It's not as spots. Kind of trimmed up now, but it'll probably come back. It's usually how it works with baseball for me. I'll grow out my hair, grow out my beard whenever I'm playing, but as soon as we're about to start, I got to go into it clean shaven and a nice trim with my hair.
I'm sure your parents like that a little bit better.
Yeah. You're right there. They really do.
Well, your last start last year on the mound was in the Super Regional in the win over Dallas Baptist, but you had to leave that game due to some problems with your arm. How are you doing health-wise right now?
Doing really, really well. I started throwing like a month and a half ago, so everything's going accordingly. My arm feels great. I actually feel better than I ever have, and I should be out there on my first start.
You didn't get to pitch at the College World Series, of course, but you were there with your team, and you know, with several months to look back on it now, how would you describe your team's experience in Omaha?
I guess now, like when it happened, I couldn't really describe the feeling, but now I guess I can a little bit. It was kind of surreal. It's something that as a child, most children dream about, that is going to play college baseball and make it to the highest stage you can make it to. So the fact that we made it is just kind of, like I said, surreal. And I don't even know if it's sinking completely. It probably won't for another 30 years, probably.
Is there any one memory that really stands out from you, from that experience?
Just leading up to it is really what sinks in, like how we came back in the regionals to beat Baylor two games and then come down in that championship game in the regional. And I can't remember the amount of runs we came back from, but to do that and then go to the Super Regionals and just the feeling that we had with our team and the atmosphere is just something I'll never forget. The camaraderie and how well we're playing together, it's kind of indescribable, I guess you could say.
You talk to guys like you who've been there, and it's really kind of that ride getting there that's really kind of the thing, isn't it? I mean, once you get to Omaha, everything, you know, again, talking to guys, it's kind of a blur, a lot of people say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like I said, I can't really describe everything just because it kind of happens so fast, but the thing I remember the most is just the feeling of it. Like there's little things I remember, but it's just the feeling that we all had is really what sticks out.
Well, and coming off that trip to Omaha and the College World Series and all you went through to get there, how has this past fall compared, you know, to what you guys went through with your program on the brink of elimination last year? How is this fall compared to that?
It's less stressful, they say. we don't have the weight of having to transfer schools or anything of that on our shoulders anymore. So we actually get to go out and play and not have that lingering in our minds. It's a good feeling.
When you talk about transferring, I know obviously there were some players who did transfer last year, and you could have done the same thing when it was announced that the program was going to be eliminated. Why didn't you? Why didn't you go somewhere else? What made you decide to stay there at Cal?
Because I'm a Golden Bear, and I think I'm always in the view on it. It's kind of been the place where I've always wanted to go. It suits me, and it's just picturing myself playing somewhere else. I can't really do that, to be honest. So that's where I was when that happened, and I had no intention of transferring until it was down on paper that we officially got cut. Like, no more baseball. That was the only time I transferred. But as long as baseball was alive there, I'd be staying.
Is there a different level of excitement around Cal baseball now compared to maybe a year ago?
Yeah, there really is. It's just the experience went through. And, I mean, even in the athletic department, like, we had so many supporters and everyone backing us. So now that we're back, it feels right now.
Do you guys think you'll be kind of less a feel-good story this season going through the season and kind of have more of a bullseye on your back this year?
I hope so. I hope we have that bullseye on our back, but I don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out, see what happens, I guess.
Well, just kind of with all that we've talked about so far, what do you think is the biggest difference in Cal baseball right now compared to Cal baseball last year going into the season?
We now know what it takes to get there to Omaha, and that really helps with the preparation and the practice and the hard work we all put in. And now we know that what was once kind of out of the reach, now in the reach, and it's in our eyesight. We feel like we can reach it every year now.
Have you heard from some pretty big name people through this whole process, just, you know, through the elimination and then going to Omaha and the whole thing?
As a team, we have, like, all the alumni and stuff. Cal has some pretty notable alumni that were supporting us, and We've heard from quite a few people.
It's really kind of a movie-like story, and I know you've probably heard that before. If you were going to make the movie about Cal baseball last year, who would play Justin Jones?
I really have no clue. I like to think Johnny Depp, because he's my favorite actor, but I don't know if he'd be willing to play a baseball role, and I don't even think he'd fit into that role, so
he'd
think about that one.
He'd kind of have the scruff, you know, kind of thing going, but I think he'd probably have to get some lessons to learn how to pitch and do the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if he'll be able to have the coordination or anything that goes in to be playing baseball.
I'm sure Charlie Sheen might want to give it a shot, though.
Yeah, I'll give Charlie Sheen a chance if he's a winner. So
that's right.
Maybe I'll give him a call.
What would it mean for you guys to be able to get back to Omaha again this season?
It's really our only goal right now, but we're just practicing day by day, and to go back would be phenomenal. I don't even know if I could describe that one. To go to Omaha back-to-back years is a pretty challenging thing to do with how many Division I teams there are. We're all pretty confident in our ability, and to have some of the guys coming back that came back is really going to help those chances. And I feel like we're kind of leading off where we started last year with the camaraderie and the chemistry that we have. And like I said, I'm getting real antsy now that time's coming, because I can't wait to see what we're going to do.
You're going to go back to Lincoln to play in Nebraska in early March. You guys pretty much, are you looking forward to that trip to get to at least get close to Omaha anyway during the season?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm not so forward-looking to the cold weather, but it's really going to let us reminisce of the time in Omaha that we spent.
Justin, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Best thing about being a college baseball player is the team and the teamwork. Not to bash on Pro Bowl or anything, because one day I want to be there, but I feel like a college ball, it's just the highest level of competition until major leagues, where it's all about teamwork. And you take a bullet for your teammate if you had to, and that's the main thing that entices me with college baseball.
What's the toughest thing?
The toughest thing? I'd say managing your priorities and your responsibilities with school and baseball and everything else that goes along.
Before we wrap up, I want to do some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. You can be as long or as short with your answers as you want, all right?
All right.
Let's start with a teammate, Tony Renda.
Tony Renda. He is really, really fun to watch. I actually live with him, so I get to experience my time with him quite a bit. And he's just something else, from his work ethic to his philosophies, his theories. It's just very, very intelligent and is incredibly fun to watch and hang out with.
Your catcher, Chad Crist.
I would probably jump in front of the car for him. The support he has for the pitching staff is unmatched. He really meshes with us. We love him to death, and we wouldn't want anyone else back there catching us except our own teammates.
Stanford.
Stanford, we're gonna try to beat them this year.
All right.
That's our goal.
Your head coach, David Esker.
We'd take a bullet for him as well. He is very, very intelligent, and the team buys into what he says, and that really helps us with the chemistry. He really pushes our limits and makes us go and think outside the box, which really helps us play once we get on the field.
Former UCLA pitcher Trevor Bauer.
He's good. I like and dig his pitching style. It's kind of different and unique. And hopefully we'll have three starters this year that can compete with his stats of last year.
The Pac-12.
Best conference, in my opinion, to play in, just because I was born and raised on the West Coast, so that's where I stand.
And the last one, Justin Jones.
Justin Jones. Not much to say there. Not much at all.
All right, let that left arm do the talking for you, huh?
I'll try to.
All right, sounds good. Justin Jones and the Cal Bears trying to get back to Omaha once again this season. Best of luck to you, Justin.
Thank you, appreciate it.